The following program is brought to you by friends and partners of End Time Headlines.
All right, welcome everybody to the broadcast today. Today it is Tuesday, March 10th, and we have got an interesting topic today that I want to discuss with you today. So I'm going to give you guys on Facebook Live just a moment to hop onto the broadcast, and then we'll officially launch into today's topic. Every now and then we get these discoveries that are made or headlines that come that are absolutely prophetic in nature, or they reveal the expanse knowledge and understanding revelation of the Bible. And today it's one of those days and one of those topics. So at this time, I want to officially welcome everybody to the broadcast. Again, if you're new to the broadcast, right there on Facebook Live, if you're watching from Facebook, let us know where you're joining us from and that you're new to the broadcast. If this is your first time from, listening from podcast, we welcome you to the broadcast. YouTube, again, let us know where you're joining us from below. This is what we're going to be talking about today. Did scientists just discover the location of biblical hell? Again, that's what we're going to be talking about today's topic. Did scientists just discover the location of what the Bible defines as hell? I'm going to show you this little image that we got here. As you can see, this is if we were to peel back the earth, the outward layer of the earth, and if we was to split it in half, or if we was to drill into the earth, there's layers, and quote unquote scientists and experts have known for years that there is layers to the earth. And as you go deeper and deeper and deeper to the core of the earth, the hotter it gets. That's just, these are just scientific facts. So what's interesting is a headline that recently came up today, and this is, or this week, this past week. And here's the headline right here. And there was many outlets, media outlets that discussed this. So we want to, I want to give you, this is just one. This is from Express News. And you can see this headline. I'm going to read this. Earth's core may have mysterious newly discovered layer, according to new study. Quote, experts have detected a new mysterious layer in Earth's innermost core, which could mean scientists have to, quote, rewrite the textbooks when it comes to the history of our planet. Now, so that leads me right into today's topic. And let me, I'm going to pull away from this headline here, and I'm going to read this here. I'm going to read you a little bit more. The planet, again, this is from Express News. The planet Earth was thought to be made up of four layers originally, the inner core, the outer core, the mantle, and the crust. However, new research has discovered that there may be now a fifth layer, which would point to another separate cooling event in Earth's history. When Earth first formed, and again, I know you guys can't see this on a podcast, but I'm doing these air quotations. When Earth first formed 4.6 billion years ago, again, I don't want to get into a whole rift of new Earth believers and old Earth believers and the pre-Adamite world, and is the Earth exactly 7,000 years? I don't want to get into all that. So I'm just, because that's not what the focal point today is. So let me read on. When the Earth was formed, it was essentially a ball of molten rock. That's going to trigger some people. The fact that they use the term ball, the flat earthers are going to get triggered over the term ball. But nevertheless, it was essentially a, quote, ball of molten rock. However, over the course of history, the center has gradually cooled and is still cooling to this day. However, while there has obviously never been a first-person look at the center of the planet, scientists are able to infer data from the lava spewed by volcanoes and seismic waves which rippled through the Earth. Experts included the inner core has a temperature of 5,000 degrees Celsius, or over 9,000 degrees Fahrenheit, and makes up roughly 1% of Earth's total volume. But scientists from Australia National University have now found that the inner core may have two separate layers. The researchers used an algorithm to determine how seismic waves travel through the planet's core with data collected over a matter of decades by analyzing the anisotropy, how different seismic wave speeds and are altered when traveling through different materials of the core. These experts were able to determine that there was a slowdown in the speed of seismic waves when they traveled through at a 54 degree angle. This would suggest there are materials deep beneath the surface which have yet to be recognized by scientists. Let me say that again. It suggests that there are, quote, materials deep beneath the surface which have yet to be recognized. So, in other words, these experts, these scientists, don't even know what these materials are. Why? Because we have no equipment that has ever been able to go down that far into the Earth's core. This is interesting to me. Experts have labeled this potential new layer as the, quote, innermost core. While the theory is yet to be conclusively proven, it goes to show there is still a lot to learn about what is happening beneath our feet. And today we're going to dig deeper, no pun intended, and get a little bit into the Word of God and see what it says could be potentially under our feet. Study lead author Joanne Stevenson, a PhD student at NAU, said the new layer could be made of iron. Again, they don't know. She explained that, quote, we found evidence that may indicate a change in the structure of iron, which suggests perhaps two separate cooling events in Earth's history. The details of the big event are still a bit of a mystery, but we've added another piece of the puzzle when it comes to our knowledge of the Earth's inner core. Quote, the idea of another distinct layer was proposed a couple decades ago, but the data has been very unclear. Quote, we got around this by using a very clever search algorithm to trawl through thousands of the models of the inner core. Quote, it's very exciting and might mean we have to rewrite the textbooks. Now I want to go from this. Again, this was a scientific discovery. So what does the Bible say about a place that Jesus mentioned several times in the New Testament and was even mentioned in the Old Testament called hell or Hades? Here's what the Bible says in the book. And I want to give you these references. So I'm going to slow this down for you. From all references in Scripture, in Old and New Testaments, it is apparent that the location of hell or Hades consequently is in the center of the earth or under the earth's surface. Did you hear that? So again, this is not some mythological location or geographically a mystery. When you get into the scripture, Psalms, and let me give you the scriptures for this, and I'm not going to read all these for sake of time. You can pull these out in your own time. Listen, it's good to do your own Bible studies. Psalms 55, 15, Isaiah 14, 15, Ezekiel 31, 16 and 17, 2 Peter 2, 4, and Numbers 16, 32 through 33. All five passages reference the location of hell to be under the earth. It talks about going down into hell, down into Hades, underground. That's why the Bible, there's references to this place called the underworld. I said the under, not over, not above, underworld. There's five references to this place in the Old and New Testaments of the Bible. One of these is a Hebrew term, and the others are Greek terms, and I want to give those to you. You have the term Sheol, S-H-E-O-L, Sheol, and that's found in the Old Testament. Then you have Hades, which is very familiar. Most people are familiar with this term. This is found in the New Testament Greek. The word Gehenna is also found in the New Testament Greek. And then the word, this one interchanges. Some scholars use the word Tartarus and others use Tartaru, which again refers to abyss, or I'm not abyss, but the underworld, the chambers under the earth, in which the angels that held not their first estate are held in confinement. You can find this in 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 4, and Jude chapter 6. And then, of course, the book of Revelation refers to a place called the abyss, or abusos in Greek. And that's found, again, in the book of Revelation. It also mentions the bottomless pit. So these are all references to a place called hell or the underworld. Don't miss this. That, again, the conclusion is that it's all found under the earth. Now, let's go to the book of Luke chapter 16. Let's give you some more proof to this. Luke 16, 19 through 31. There was a certain rich man, and this is not a parable. People say this all the time. Well, this is a parable. No, it's not a parable, because most parables that Jesus talked about, he even references to them as a parable. And the Bible says, for example, the New Testament writer, whether it be Matthew, Mark, or Luke, they would say, and then again, he's spoken to them parables, or, and then he spoke a parable. But in this reference to Luke 16, 19 through 31, this is not a parable, but it actually alludes to an actual event with actual people that was known at the time that the gospel writer Luke wrote this account. So keep that in mind. There was a certain rich man who was clothed in purple and fine linen and fared sumptuously every day. But there was a certain beggar named Lazarus who was full of sores, who laid at his gate, desiring to be fed with crumbs which fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, the dogs came and licked his sores. So it was that the beggar died, again, actual individual, died and was carried by the angels to Abraham's bosom. Now, where's Abraham's bosom? This, again, in the Old Testament, this was a location, again, that was found under the earth. All right? This Abraham's bosom was a compartment under the earth where the righteous would be held in confinement. And there was a great gulf fixed that separated the righteous and the unrighteous. It appears, and when we get into this, I'm going to show you this. It appears that those who were righteous that were in Abraham's bosom were held in a place that was in an upper level. It's kind of like, the only example I can really give you is like bunk beds. How many grew up, you know, if you grew up with a brother or sister, whatever, you had bunk beds and you had someone who slept on the top and you had someone who slept on the bottom. This is kind of what Abraham's bosom was like. It was, you had the top layer, you had the bottom layer, but watch this. But the location of this was under the earth. Okay. It was under the earth and there was a great gulf fixed. There was a fixation between the upper and lower compartments of this place where those in Abraham's bosom could not cross over to the compartment where the unrighteous, or those who did not have, whose name was not under, in the Old Testament, they was not found in the law. They were not righteous according to the law of Moses, because, again, Jesus was yet not crucified. There was no Lamb's Book of Life, but there was a Book of the Living. Okay, so you're going to see this here. Watch this. So this rich man, the beggar died. Angels of the Lord carried him to Abraham's bosom, and we've already identified where that was located. Now watch this. The rich man also died. And he was buried. So his body was buried. And listen to this. And being in torments in Hades. Again, that's the Greek word for hell. So notice, watch this. The righteous man died and his soul and spirit was carried to Abraham's bosom, this upper compartment under the earth. The rich man, who did not have a covenant with God, died. His body was in the dirt, but his soul and spirit ended up in this lower compartment called Hades. All right. And listen, it says he was in torment, lifted up his eyes up. I said he lifted up his eyes and saw Abraham afar off and Lazarus in his bosom. Now, how did he do this? Because again, according to the scripture here in Luke 16, he could look up and see those above him. So they, he could see them, but he could not reach them. There was a separation. I know this sounds crazy, but it's in your Bible. Believe it or not. And then he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me and send Lazarus that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue. Now, we did a whole teaching on hell in itself, and I don't want to get into that because we're not, today's focus is on the location of hell and not so much what it's going to be like and how you're going to feel pain and you're going to experience this and you're going to have memories and this and that. We don't want to get into all that because we did a whole teaching on that. You can find it on our YouTube channel. I believe it's on our podcast as well. So, but that's not our focus today, but watch this. The rich man says, I am tormented in this flame. But Abraham said, son, remember that in your lifetime you received the good things and likewise Lazarus evil things. But now he is comforted and you are tormented. Notice, comforted. I'm trying to make sure I'm on the camera here. Comforted, upper level, tormented, lower level. Again, Abraham's bosom here, but down here was Hades, great gulf fix. All right. So you say, and I really shouldn't even be talking about this because we're going to get into a little rabbit trail. But when Jesus was crucified, and we talked about this on our other segment, he led captivity captive. That's what the Bible says. He led those who in Abraham's bosom who were righteous under the law of Moses, he led them out of this. And now the location of paradise is not under the earth, but it's in a place in 2 Corinthians chapter 12 called the third heaven, which is paradise. It's in the presence of the Lord. That's why the Bible says to be absent from the body, New Testament, not old. To be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. But those who do not have a covenant with God, they don't accept Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, they do not repent of their sins, and they choose to align themselves with death, hell, and the grave, and sin, and the devil, then they will go down into a place, again, called Hades, or hell. And it's still there. In fact, the Bible says in the Old Testament that when, basically when Jesus removed Abraham's bosom or paradise and removed it from one location to the next location, the Bible says that hell enlarged itself because there was no longer a two-part compartment, but it enlarged itself because there's going to be far more people in hell than there is going to be in heaven. If you want scripture for that, Jesus said, wide and broad is the path that leads to destruction, that many be that will go into it, but narrow and compressed and difficult is the way unto righteousness or in the way into life, and few be that find it. Again, far more people is going to go down into a place called hell than there is that's going to be in the dwelling place of God. So, again, I think this is very intriguing, to say the least. And that's why I wanted to talk about this today. So, again, let's do a recap on this before we close out this segment. And this is going to be a short one today, but I think it's very intriguing. Why is this intriguing? Because again, slowly but surely, scientists catch up with the Bible. Discoveries catch up with the Bible. Archaeological discoveries. They, you know, in Israel, they're discovering like bones of this, and they discover ruins of this, and they discover temples of this, and they discover these different things that always validate or prove the writings of the Old Testament and different places in the New Testament. So I believe this could be yet another sign to a generation that the things that the Bible speaks of and mentions and describes in detail, even though, listen, the skeptics say that it's not real. Come on, atheists say it's not real. Agnostics don't know what's going on. They don't know whether it is or whether it's not. They're just kind of searching. Listen, there's a lot of naysayers. And I would venture to say there's probably far more people today that don't believe in hell than there is that actually believe in hell. And I'm going to say this, even in the church, you got a lot of church folks that don't even believe hell is an actual place. They believe it's allegorical, or it's a parable, or it's figurative. They don't believe in an actual place called hell, even though Jesus mentioned the dangers of hell far more than he did heaven. So that's something to think about today. So I hope you find this intriguing. Again, if you know people that enjoy these kind of segments, maybe your friends, your family, please share this with them, get the word out to them. And listen, I want to give you some information on how to follow our ministry. And then we're going to pray at the end of this segment, because listen, we don't want people to go to that place. We don't want people to go to a place of torment, of eternal torment, where there's darkness, weeping and gnashing of teeth, the worm never dies, and the fire is burning. We do not want people to go there. So again, we're going to pray for some folks right here in just a moment. Endtimeheadlines.com, endtimeheadlines.org. That's where you're going to find our main website. Again, if you have not downloaded our free app, please don't forget to download it today. When you get off this broadcast, go to the Google Play Store, go to the Apple Store, whatever your device is, just type in End Time Headlines, search for it, download it. It's absolutely free. Get it in your hands so you can get all of our news and headlines from a prophetic perspective. You can get our podcast, our YouTube channel. You can get everything right there in your hands and right there for your convenience. Again, if you've not yet checked out our Watchmen Media Network, make sure you go and check that out. It's absolutely free. It's a collaboration of what I believe are modern day Watchmen that are voices in this hour. You can go check that out. It's absolutely free for your blessing and your benefit. And again, guys, as always, we want to give you the opportunity before we close out this segment today. We want to give you the opportunity, if you've not yet partnered with us, to help us continue to do what we're doing. Again, all of our messages are free. Our podcasts are free. The YouTube channel is free. The app is free. The subscription base is free. Everything is absolutely free. We are feeding you, equipping you, encouraging you, informing you week after week. And all we ask is, as you are blessed, we pray that you be obedient to what the Holy Spirit speaks to you on how you should partner with us and help us continue to remain strong year after year and doing what we're doing. So again, you can do that by going to the app, going all the way to the bottom, to the right, clicking on there. You can give electronically by going to our main website and again, clicking on the places where it says donate or support this ministry. You can give electronically. If you wish to give by check or money order, you can do that as well by making it out of End Time Headlines, P.O. Box 1391, and that's Monroe, Georgia 30655. So as always, guys, we thank you and we appreciate you for coming on today. Real quick, I want to pray with you. Listen, if you're watching this today and you're not right with God, maybe you're away from God or you've never met the Lord, I want to pray for you today, right now, right where you're at. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, you see the heart of every individual under the sound of my voice today, behind that camera and behind that microphone, or however they may be watching or hearing this today. And if there be any person that is in a place right now that if they were to die today, if their heart was to stop beating, if they were to get into a car accident, if something was to happen and they were to slip into eternity, and they know without a shadow of a doubt they're not ready to go into eternity because they feel that they would be separated from you for eternity into a place called hell. God, if that's them behind that camera, I'm asking right now, because Lord, it's you that draws them. It's your Holy Spirit. So I'm asking that the Holy Spirit would move right now behind that camera, behind this microphone, begin to convict people of their sins, draw people into repentance, and bring back the prodigal sons and daughters that may be away from the Lord today. May they get right. May they repent. May their hearts turn back to you, and I pray, Father, that you, Lord God, restore them back into the fold and back into the body of Christ. And Lord, I pray it today. And Father, I come into agreement. There's somebody watching this right now. This is kind of weird, but it's almost like you had this, you almost wanted to shout to me and say, please agree with me that my spouse would be saved, or my family member would be saved, or a friend or a coworker or somebody said, I just need somebody to come in agreement with me that somebody would get saved and not go to hell. Well, listen, I'm coming into agreement with you right now. The Bible says, if any two shall agree and touch any one thing, it shall be done. So, Father, I come into agreement with that person that's behind that camera, that they feel like they're all alone and they're the only one praying for that person who is lost right now and is on their way to hell. But I come into agreement with them. I lock arms with them today. And, Lord, you are coming to agreement with them as well. And we come into agreement and declare and decree and speak those things that be not as though they were. And we declare that they shall be saved and not lost. They shall be delivered. They shall be set free, and they shall be brought out of darkness and into his marvelous light in Jesus' name. Lord, we give you permission to invade their lives, invade their workspace, invade their personal space, get them in a dream, get them in a vision, get them in a circumstance, get them in their car, get them in their office, get them out on the field, get them in the bar, get them in the club, get them wherever you can. Lord, if you can walk through walls in the New Testament, when the disciples were hiding and the doors locked and you walked through walls, Holy Spirit, I thank you that you can walk through every barricade, every offense, and every unbelief that's trying to keep you barred out of their lives. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Come on, do you agree with that? Listen, you may say, you may be right with God and all your family saved, and that's great news for you. But I'm telling you, there's a lot of people that's watching, and they're not in the luxury of saying that. So listen, I want you to believe and agree that some folks that has family members that are away from God will come to know our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. So listen, guys, God bless you. Thank you for jumping on today for today's short podcast. We're going to take off to tomorrow, which will be Thursday, and we will be back in here, on Friday with a short devotional, and we'll have a prayer segment at the end of that. So God bless you guys. May the Lord bless you, keep you, and may his countenance shine upon you. We'll see you Friday.
Thank you for listening to the End Time Headlines podcast. We pray that you've been blessed and equipped by today's message. For more information about how you can help partner with our ministry, please visit endtimeheadlines.org.